Thank you and good afternoon. The Humble Bay Fire Department is investigating a series of suspected arson fires that have been set over the past 2 days in locations across Eureka. One fire was deliberately set at the Wharfinger building early Wednesday morning, a fire that was large enough to set off sprinklers, which then extinguished the blaze, preventing the fire from spreading. Firefighters also responded to dumpster fires at McCullen's and Broadway, as well as at Broadway and Allard Avenues, fires that were deliberately set and are suspected of intending to damage adjoining businesses. When it comes to investigating arson, it's a thorough process, as Fire Chief Ken Woods explains.
It's a complicated process, and it's very difficult to get convictions when it comes to arsons because, again, there's so many components and things that have been destroyed in the process that you're trying to reconstruct and really, you know, trace that tail back to where it started with the cause and the origin.
Two other small fires were found to have been set outside of Eureka City Hall in the past 2 days as well. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Wednesday afternoon, the sheriff's office received a call regarding the body of 57-year-old Manila resident Kyle McCaskill, who was discovered in a body of water near Indian Island. According to Sheriff's Coroner Trevor Enright, there are no signs of foul play involved, and McCaskill's death appears to be accidental. An autopsy was conducted on McCaskill earlier this afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a request for assistance from the California Highway Patrol. A CHP officer had two people held at gunpoint during a vehicle stop in the 13,000 block of South Highway 101 in Hopland. While Mendocino deputies were en route, the vehicle fled and was being pursued by the CHP officer. The vehicle stopped several miles later down the highway, and the driver fled on foot while two passengers were detained by the officers and a Coyote Valley tribal officer who was in the area. Mendocino deputies arrived on scene and assisted CHP in locating and arresting the driver after an hour search. It was learned that during the initial traffic stop, an off-duty deputy with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office had stopped to assist the CHP officer and reportedly discharged a firearm one time. There were no injuries reported, but an investigation has begun regarding the circumstances of the shooting. According to the California Highway Patrol, at some point between Sunday and Wednesday, Colorado resident Elijah Carmola was driving a Honda northbound on a private road 4 miles north of Simmerly Road at an unknown speed when the vehicle left the roadway and overturned. Carmola succumbed to fatal injuries he suffered as a result of the crash. The cause of the vehicle collision is under investigation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. College of the Redwoods has teamed up with multiple departments. Dan Squire has more.
College of the Redwoods has teamed up with Cal Fire and the U.S. Forest Service to provide safety training for contract workers hired to help during the wildland fire season. Redwoods Community Education is offering safety classes for heavy equipment operators, water tender drivers, and other vehicle operators who need to be safety qualified to work at fire scenes across the state. Beginning on Saturday at the Del Norte campus, Redwoods will offer safety courses at locations throughout the county, including Eureka, Willow Creek, and Ruth Lake. For more information, contact Redwoods Community Education.
Thank you, Dan. Fortuna police are searching for 57-year-old Scott Chandler and 54-year-old Heidi Chandler, who are wanted in connection with a large indoor commercial marijuana grow that was discovered during the service of a search warrant on Wednesday morning. Fortuna police served the warrant at four large commercial units at the Fortuna Business Park in the 600 block of L Street and found all four units had been converted into grow rooms. Officers confiscated more than 50 pounds of processed marijuana, more than 1,000 growing plants, and more than 14 grams of methamphetamine. In addition to the L Street warrant, officers also served a warrant at the Chandler's residence in the 3300 block of Tammy Drive and seized other items and materials connected with the multi-year investigation. The Chandlers remain at large and the investigation is ongoing. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.